unhappy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Morning, 646, 100.7 WHUD. So how was that weekend event?
Well, it was fantastic. You've heard of Weekend at Bernie's. Well, I had my weekend with Bernie because he had the concert and then the softball game on two different days. Used to be on the same day. It ended Saturday with the charity softball game won by Bernie's team 21-12 over Ridgefield Playhouse, which featured two WHUD auction winners who donated so much money to charity. It was great. Larry Forte of Pleasantville and Bill Park of Pauling, and both did very well in the game, too. And they got to meet Mariano Rivera, who played first base and hit two inside the park home runs 1 week before he's inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And it was the biggest crowd ever at Ridgefield Playhouse for that charity game. And one of those people was Colleen Gallagher of Armonk. She signed up, and she wins a couple of tickets to see comedian T.J. Miller Friday night, July 26th at 8 o'clock at Ridgefield Playhouse. Of course, T.J. Miller is one of the stars of Silicon Valley. Now, the night before was Bernie's concert at Ridgefield Playhouse with surprise guest Paul Simon, who I met backstage, and I told him his recent performance on The Late Show was so good that I rewatch it every day on my DVR, much to the chagrin of my wife.
All right, talking with Paul Simon, telling him how great he was on Colbert, right? And my wife loves that.
Yeah, I heard that. You don't like Mike to play it every day, but I can understand. I can understand your feelings. But you got to let the guy, you know, what can you say? He's kind of a spoiled old guy now, and he's you have to let him do what he wants.
Us old spoiled guys get to hang together, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's true.
What's it like playing with Bernie?
Bernie and I, we have a good time. We've played together three or four times already. Well, maybe more than that. We played together a couple of weeks ago for David Cohn's.
David Cohn, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had Paul O'Neill playing drums and Boomer. David Wells playing tambourine. We did like a four-song set. It's fun.
Good stuff. You enjoying this as much now as you did so many years ago?
Yeah, in a different way, you know? Yeah, in a different way. Now when I perform, which I will do next month, I give all the monies to environmental organizations. That's what, from now on, I'm not gonna play for money. I'm gonna play for the environment.
Well, there you go.
Wow, Paul Simon, on behalf of Mother Earth, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Amazing.
Well, I was at the concert, and I'm in the lobby, and Daryl Strawberry said they had a VIP reception. I was about to leave, and somebody had said that there might be a surprise guest, and I had no idea who it was, so I asked. And they said, well, you know, they were reluctant to even tell me. And they said, well, he's hiding in the back. That's literally how they said it. I said, well, who? And they said, Paul Simon. And I knew that he had played with Bernie, and, you know, on other occasions. So I said, oh. And I went to leave because I wasn't staying for the concert. I couldn't. I had to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our old rule is it can't hurt to ask.
Sure.
So I walked back in.
That's your rule.
Well, it is my rule, and it's a good one.
My rule is let Mike ask.
So I went back in. I said, I know this is the longest of shots. I know he's very reclusive, very private.
Yeah.
Paul Simon doesn't do a lot of anything. He just performs and goes home and has a good time. And so I said, is there any way that I could meet him? And they, oh, yeah, sure. Follow me.
Wow.
And the timing was perfect because that's when he was going to have this little meet and greet backstage with people from the Playhouse and some of Bruce Springsteen's former bandmates and stuff. And there he walked out, and I said,
there you are with a microphone. And
Well, no, what happened was I told him the story about how I drive my wife nuts by watching his performance over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I should write her a note, like almost like a principal's note, you know.
Yeah, please excuse
a doctor's
Mike.
Note, yeah. And we looked around real quick, and there was like no pen, no paper. And I said, oh, I have my tape recorder. You can tape something for it, and that's what you heard.
And then it all evolved.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I got home, and my wife, I said, I met Paul Simon. I told him how much. She goes, you didn't tell him. I said, well, I just said that I drive you crazy because I watch it all the time.
Right.
And then I played her the tape, and then she felt better.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was very cool and totally unexpected. I had no idea he was even there. So, Paul Simon, thank you. He was very gracious, very nice. And then he went out on stage and played Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Bernie Williams.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and then at the end, he came dancing in from the back of the stage and was dancing like a kabuki dance while Bernie was playing the final song.
So he's feeling good.
He was having a great night, and we appreciate it. Paul Simon with Mike and Casey at 102.7 WHUD.